An extended spring break, helping tornado victims, and planning for a remote medical clinic. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pierce, I'm the News and Communications Director. What a week it has been. After dealing with a deadly tornado last week that ripped through the western part of Putnam County, killing 19, injuring 88, and leaving a path of crushed homes and businesses in its wake, well, the threat of the coronavirus, COVID-19, is affecting campus. A statement was sent to campus on Thursday evening from President Phil Oldham, and it reads, Tennessee Tech University has made the safety and health of our students, faculty, and staff a priority in all conversations about our COVID-19 response. Our other planning goals have included ensuring our students can complete the semester. We also have a responsibility to the larger community to do our part with precautionary decisions and actions. At this time, there are no reported cases of COVID-19 on campus, in Cookeville, or Putnam County. However, after considering all the information available to us, we have made the following decisions. Tennessee Tech will extend its spring break with no classes for students from March 16th through March 27th. University offices will operate with regular hours. Faculty and staff are expected to report to work as usual. Anyone who is feeling ill is asked to stay home. The university plans to transition from face-to-face instruction to online classes and alternate delivery on Monday, March 30th. Students should take all technology and materials with them needed for their coursework when they leave campus for spring break. Students must regularly check their tentech.edu email for more information and updates. For residential students who need to remain on campus, housing will be available on request to Residential Life. While faculty have begun preparing for this type of transition, they will receive additional information and resources in coming days. Many major campus events are canceled. A list will be posted on Tech's website. Athletic event cancellations will be determined in conjunction with the Ohio Valley Conference. Tennessee Tech continues to coordinate with the Center for Disease Control, the Tennessee Department of Health, and the Upper Cumberland Region Health Department to closely monitor the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Tennessee Tech President Phil Oldham followed up the statement with a video posted on social media.
These are challenging times. As we approach spring break next week, I wanted to take a minute to just let the whole campus know, particularly students that will be leaving for spring break, that we're taking extraordinary measures to ensure the safety and security of the entire campus community. We know that the coronavirus is upon us, even though there's no direct cases here at Tennessee Tech's campus currently, but we need to be prepared for that. So we're extending spring break for an extra week. So between March 16th and March 27th, there will be no classes scheduled for the campus at Tennessee Tech. Let me repeat, there will be no classes scheduled over a two-week period as opposed to the normal one-week spring break term. Beginning March 30th, Monday, March 30th, we will intend to go to online or alternative delivery mechanisms for all students with the expectation that we will complete the semester either through regular classes as normal or through online delivery, depending on the evolving situation. We want to make sure that everybody's safe and secure, and we want to make sure that all students get all the support they need to be successful and continue their educational experience here at Tennessee Tech. The campus will continue to be open, but we will not have large gatherings of people, so there will also be some cancellation of events that would normally be scheduled. You will receive emails addressing all of these concerns with a lot of questions. I'm sure many of you will continue to have questions. We'll try to answer all those. We just ask for everybody to be patient and work together as we work through some of these concerns. I want to thank everybody for their patience. We have wonderful faculty and staff that are going to make sure that we support students going into the future. So I hope everybody has a great spring break. Wings up and stay healthy.
And we will continue to provide up-to-date information regarding the coronavirus. Be sure to log on to tentech.edu for the latest update.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. The deadly tornado that ravaged parts of Cookeville and Putnam County brought out a lot of volunteers. Among those looking to help tornado victims are Tech's very own Doc and Susan Wells and a Derek Moore. Doc is a professor in the Department of Decision Sciences and Management, while Susan is an instructor in the Department of Decision Sciences. And a Derek, well, he's a business information technology major. And those three are offering their services free of charge to recover files from computers damaged in the storm. And speaking with Susan and Doc Wells and Derek Moore, who've come up with just an awesome way to help tornado victims. They're recovering files from their computer. First off, whose idea was this?
Susan's.
I have to take full credit for it. I told Doc, I said, you're either going to think this is the best idea ever or you're going to think I'm totally insane. We had a lady call us and ask, could we do it for her for a friend? Could Doc do the forensic recovery for her for a friend? And she said, I'll pay you for them. And Doc said, you will not pay me for them. If they're a tornado victim, I'll be glad to do it. And so I kind of tossed and turned that night and thought, how could we do this on a larger scale? We can't do it ourselves. There's no way. And so the day of the prayer service, while Gavin Johns was offering the beautiful prayer, it just came to me, and as we were walking away from the prayer service, I threw it at him, and from there, it's just taken off like wildfire.
So what all does this entail? Somebody brings you their computer, and then what?
They bring the computer in. We've got a complete intake set up so that we can keep track of everything and the status of it and all that, and then we will take the computers. If they've been wet, we'll dry them out. We put them in rice. We put them in
Silica gel,
that was other stuff we put them in, and try to dry them out. And one of the things I hope people will listen to is that just because your computer's working right now, if it's been through the storm, either been dropped, shocked, or gotten wet, it may be running now, but it probably won't be running long, and we can get it off of there now for you. And we have some tools that the average person wouldn't have. Here at Tennessee Tech, where we can go in and get things off of a hard drive that normally people couldn't get.
And I assume since you are offering the service that you have a lot of experience doing this.
In fact, Susan and I have been working in this field for a long time, since about 2004, actually. And then I teach a course here in digital forensics, and our class is just so excited to get to help with this.
Yeah, and speaking of somebody who's excited to get to help with it, Derek Moore, former football player who is now one of the students that's assisting with that. Derek, just tell me a little bit about this experience and what it means to you.
It's just really an awesome experience, not just for me, but from also all the other students that's involved, just really, really, really willing to do whatever it takes just to come out and just help the people that, you know, has lost a lot and been through a lot right now. So whatever we can do to give back to those people and just see a smile on their face, it's really unbelievable and just a happy moment for us as well.
Yeah. Now, doing something like this, is that kind of what you've gone to school for? Is this what you've been trained to do?
Well, yes, sir. I'm a business information technology major, so definitely that's something I will be working into, like, in that field. And I've also taken Doc's forensics class, so I got a little background experience in it, I guess you could say.
So when somebody brings their computer in and you're able to help them, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel wonderful because, like I said, they've already been through enough and a lot over these last couple of days and last couple of weeks. And just seeing a smile on their face has just warmed my heart, just because you never know how you can impact somebody's life, and doing something so small as just recovering data for them. It's something small that a lot of people may not recognize and realize, but it's something big to them because they have memories that's on those hard drives and computers as well that we're able to get back for them.
Make you proud to hear your students say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do want to say that we have probably one of the only dedicated computer forensics labs in the College of Business with the dedicated equipment to be able to do this. We can run up to 16 computers at a time. So we're real excited to try out all the new equipment because it's just been this last year that we've had the dedicated lab. So we're excited.
And now this service that you're offering is not just for Cookeville tornado victims. You're offering it for everybody.
Anybody that was affected by the storm, we're happy to help them. Nashville, Murfreesboro, wherever there might be somebody that's had a problem with this, we're glad to help them, and we'll get them back to them as quickly as we can.
And what's the best way to contact you to go about bringing their computer or getting in touch with you?
We have dedicated volunteers to take the computers from 9 to 3 every day this week on the first floor of Johnson Hall. We even have them a reserved parking spot. And then next week we'll be on spring break. And then after that, we'll take them after spring break and the students will begin working on them. But if they have any questions at all, the best way is to email me at swells2@tentech.edu.
And to see the community rally after what has happened and for you to do your part, I mean, that just kind of tells you what kind of community we have here at Tennessee Tech.
It is absolutely fantastic. I was telling Susan the other day, I said, this makes you proud to be a Tennessean. And if anybody doesn't know why we're called the Volunteer State, just take a look.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, Remote Area Medical, a major nonprofit provider of pop-up clinics giving free dental, vision, and medical care to underinsured and uninsured individuals, has been coming to Cookeville for several years. Each year, the event, which brings in more than 1,000 patients, is coordinated by students at Tennessee Tech. This year's clinic has been postponed as a precaution for the coronavirus, but that hasn't deterred chemistry instructor Janet Kuntz and a team of Tech students from being enthusiastic about the RAM clinic. And Janet Kuntz joins us. And Janet, just tell me a little bit about how long you've been involved in this and your role.
So about 7 years ago, one of the students who pre-med had been visiting other RAM clinics and said, I don't want to just go and visit clinics. I want to bring a clinic to Cookeville High School. Cookeville High School has the perfect layout. We're much better prepared than a stockyard or another, you know, we looked at Tech or other places and we found out and said, Cookeville High School is a perfect opportunity. And so took 2 years of planning. This is our fifth year.
And they're talking about 1,500, 1,700 patients. I mean, that's incredible.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. To see your students kind of rally and to organize this, I mean, that's got to be something as a Tech faculty person that really makes you proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very proud of what they are able to accomplish and what they've done. This year has been the most organized, well-communicated clinic so far.
Do you think people really realize what a role Tech plays in this?
We all do this not for personal recognition. We do this for the patients, for our community. So, no, I don't think they know the role. I don't know they know everything. But the way this works, it's 100% volunteers. Every single person is giving up incredible hours all year round, planning and then at the clinic 12-hour days.
And you surprisingly don't have room for any more volunteers, which says a lot about the organization and just how this community has turned out for this.
We are completely at capacity, yes. We can't handle more. It would be just a zoo, and we don't want that.
Yeah. Do you ever think that there's a way to expand or make it bigger or have it last longer? Or, you know, or do you think you're kind of maxed out at where, you know, you can be?
I think we're at a good place.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Tell me your name and what your major is and where you're from.
My name is Eric Hall. I'm a biochemistry major with a pre-dental focus, and I'm from Lenoir City, Tennessee.
So, Eric, what is your role in RAM?
I am the PR head, so the joke that I've been telling everybody is that I am patient recruitment, so getting that out there, getting people to come to the clinic. I'm also, under me is another person by the name of Cole Murray. He works under me as the fundraising, but then we also design all sorts and do media relations of all sorts with the clinic.
So how did you get involved with RAM?
Ooh, I got involved 2 years ago, just doing it in recruitment, working there. I was recruiting for Roan County and Loudoun County. Those were my two counties that I took over recruiting for here. Then last year we had a PR position open up, so then I stepped up as the head for that. Know nothing about media, nothing about public relations, but learned a lot from this and a lot of skills that can transfer over for how to talk to people. People skills have become extremely better because of this position.
Well, so tell me a little bit about what are some of the things as far as PR that you're having to do and what media do you have to deal with?
Doing any sorts of, we've had a couple radio interviews, so we've had to do those. I've been stepped up and doing all those. A lot of host group members don't want to do those, so I step in and do those. A lot of following the media or the corporate guidelines that RAM sets for us, so I have to check everything that gets sent out. Thankfully, I've got a good team under me, so they give me a lot of creative designs and ideas. So for like parade float and all sorts of other, we had the trunk or treat. They all took over designing that, but I had still had to sign off on everything that had to be approved. So it's kind of more just standing back and telling people, okay, this is what we can and can't do. What ideas do we have? And thankfully, the host group has been sending forth a lot of ideas for us. So.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job, and you know, hope everything turns out well. It sounds like you've got everything prepared and ready to go.
Oh yeah, well, this will be probably one of our biggest. This will be our biggest clinic to date. Now, hopefully, it keeps growing and expanding. We should have our goal. I set forth the goal back in May. Whenever I took this position, I said we're going to have over 1,000 patients this year. And look, there's a little bet between the leaders of how many we're going to have. I'm saying 1,300 is my bet, but it's looking good.
All right, Eric, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, tell me your name. Tell me what you're majoring in and where you're from.
Sure. My name is Samuel Fave. I'm a biochemistry major with a pre-med program focus. I'm from Cookeville, Tennessee, and I'm director of this host group this year.
So this isn't your first rodeo as far as RAM goes?
Nope.
So how long have you been involved?
I got involved my freshman year as a host group member. My sophomore year, I took recruitment chair, and then this year I stepped up to take director.
So as a director, the buck stops with you. I mean, you're the one that has to do it all. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, I had to learn to delegate. Yeah. That was one of the biggest things this year. But I also know that as director, my job is to carry the vision. So if the vision stops, we don't know where we're going. I think I've had an awesome time working with the group I have. You've talked to Eric, hopefully talked to Jessica, and I just saw Meredith walk in, but we have a really devoted team this year who know what they're doing and who are proud to do what they do, and to be able to say that I get to lead them is an honor. So,
and to do it right here in your hometown, I know we've talked about this before, just it's got to be very special.
Sure, I know last year you and I talked as I was recruitment chair, yeah, and had said that high school means so much more as a clinic than it does a high school. And now we have a new principal over there, and he has come on board with us, and he sees the same thing we do. In fact, this year we're able to expand the amount of rooms that we're using at the high school to almost make it into a small hospital. It's really incredible.
Now, Eric threw down the gauntlet, said hope for 1,000 patients. Do you think you're going to reach that?
I do. I say this last week with the recent tornado coming through, disaster, I talked to RAM. RAM is increasing some of the lanes so that we can see those who've been affected and who need some replacements for their glasses. So I'm expecting what I thought to be 1,500 to be closer to maybe 17, if I were to say it. Yeah.
So this be your last year, I suppose, as a senior?
So I'm a junior, and next year I'm ready to take it again. I think that asked me that question after next year, and we'll have a different answer.
All right, well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, tell me your name, tell me what you're majoring in and where you're from.
My name is Jessica Obenberger. I'm majoring in nursing, and I'm from Crossville, Tennessee.
Great. So how many years have you been involved in this?
This is my fourth year.
Okay, and what is your role?
I'm the hospitality head, so I'm in charge of organizing all the meals for the volunteers as well as the breakfast for the patients.
And so you're very popular.
Yes, I am. And I also organize all the lodging for our providers and schools who come in from out of town to serve during the day.
Great. So where do you get most of your meals from? I mean, how do you get all this that you're offering?
It's really a huge community effort. The nutrition department at TTU organizes three of our meals. We have meal drop-offs from local churches, and Buffalo Wild Wings and Outback are both each providing a meal as well. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy most about being part of this?
I love getting to see just the effect it has on the patients and how they're able to receive the care that they can't otherwise get. And it's just so rewarding to get to be a part of that.
Yeah. So do you think you're going to continue to be part of it?
This is actually my senior year, so it's my last year.
You're the senior.
Yes, I am. But it's been a great run. So.
And what do you think this is going to do for you as you go out and get your job and you know, work in the community? I mean, is this something do you think has prepared you for that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, certainly with the people skills and organization and helping organize this, but also just giving me more compassion for seeing so many patients who can't get care otherwise. And as a nurse moving forward, I know that's going to affect how I care for others.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, moving on down the line. Tell me your name, what your major is, and where you're from.
My name is Alex Stovall. I am a cellular and molecular biology major, and I'm from McMinnville, Tennessee.
Okay, great. So what is your role in this?
So right now, I'm just a member, but I was a part of Eric's PR group, helping him with getting out there, you know, spreading the word about this RAM clinic, and now I'm hopefully trying to take over Meredith's position since she's a senior as recruitment head.
Now you're a freshman?
Yes, sir.
So this is your first year?
Yes.
So what do you expect to kind of get out of this or learn from this?
Just learning to interact with patients, being able to just get experience just helping people. That's one of the biggest things that I just absolutely love with the RAM clinic is the fact that we're out there, you know, going and just interacting with them, helping them get the care that they need that they're not able to provide for themselves.
Do you think this is something that you're going to want to do continually throughout your career here at Tennessee Tech?
Most definitely. Definitely, yeah. This is just such a great environment here to be with all these people with all the same goal in mind.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and we're moving on down the line. Tell me your name, your major, and where you're from.
My name is Journey Jones. I am a junior here at Tennessee Tech. I am a microbiology major, pre-med. So, and I'm also from Cookeville.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. So, how many years have you been involved in this?
Oh, this is my second year.
And what is your role?
My role is I'm a community host group member as well as the president of the Chemical Medical Sciences Club. So, we've been working with RAM to kind of recruit members as well as volunteers.
So, being from Cookeville, this has to be something that's very special for you to be a part of.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Being able to serve your community and recruit providers as well is a great opportunity.
So what do you take from this? What have you learned from this, especially this being your second year?
Well, being the president of the Chemical Medical Sciences Club, I've really learned how to delegate, as Sam said, but I've also learned how to interact with people, interact with patients as well as physicians. So it's also helped me connect with peers, people my age, as well as the physicians too. So it's been a great opportunity for me to help serve my community.
Great. Well, congratulations on what you do. And it seems like you all have everything very well organized and hope it is a big success.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody.